here from the marketing department at Sheffield Theatres. I'm here with Isaac Sabandeke, who's playing Felix Harrison in One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, which is the opening show of the next season in the Crucible studio. Isaac, I wonder if you could just tell us, you've been to Sheffield before in There's Only One Wayne Matthews. Mm. What's it like being back at the Crucible?
It's great, actually. It's really, really good because before doing Wayne Matthews, I always said to myself that one day I will perform at the Sheffield Crucible. I was just walking past it in my first year at Sheffield University, and I was just looking through when it was dark, when there was no performances going on, and I was thinking, wow, one day I'll perform in this theatre. And a year later, I did Wayne Matthews, and it's just great to be back because it's such a nice environment, and it's so creative. And I mean, the fact that I'm doing, you know, two shows in a space of, you know, 2 years is great. It's just great for me.
Great. So you still at uni in Sheffield?
Yeah, I'm in my third final year in Sheffield. So
is it quite difficult to juggle the acting and the studying, or are you?
Wayne Matthews, it wasn't really, but for this one as well, actually, it's not going to be that hard because we've got rehearsals in the summer, so I don't really have to worry about, you know, exams or lectures or anything, because it's all in the summer holidays. But I think it will just get a little difficult when it comes to touring, but I've already worked it out, so it's not too hard.
Multitasking all the way.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Great. And do you want to talk a little bit about your role? So you're playing the role of Felix in One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Mm. And some people have kind of compared him to sort of like a Carlton figure from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I'm enjoying that a lot. I mean, one of the great things about doing this show is the fact that I get to watch one of my favourite shows, like, ever. And so to be able to just go home and just say, you know what, I'm watching Fresh Prince, but I'm not watching it just for leisure. I'm actually watching it for the play, for
doing research.
Yeah, exactly. So it's research. So it's great. It's been great. And yeah, he has been compared to Carlton. This is written in the 70s, well before Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I guess this plays ahead of its time in a way, with the characters having a, you know, black preppy character. So it's been great to have that comparison, but it's kind of nice to know as well the differences between Carlton and Felix Harrison is that Carlton, although in the early stages, even towards the end of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's not really up for getting to know his black roots, or he's very kind of naive in that, and he doesn't have the biggest interest. But whereas Felix really does have that kind of interest to get to know his black roots and stuff like that, and he's not just content with being a preppy kid from private school.
So do you think Felix is possibly more of a well-rounded character than Carlton is? Develops further?
Oh no, not to say that. It's just to have that little distinction that Carlton, you can see that he's really, really okay with Carlton is really okay with his identity. His own identity gets questioned when Will comes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in a similar way as well, Felix's identity is questioned when he meets Little Bits and Caleb Johnson as well. So they have those similarities. Whereas Carlton, you know, is absolutely okay with being a preppy and listening to, Tom Jones. Felix is actually down with trying to listen to some more funkier music and trying to get to know really his black roots, and he wants to be more than just this preppy kid from private school. He wants to get out there, and I think that's just the only distinction, but there is a lot of similarities.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Cool.